This is a download from unofficialmills.co.uk.
Got an email from Andy, right?
Yeah.
Andy is 14, and as he does every day, his dad picked him up in the car from school, right? Mm-hmm. And how rude. They weren't actually listening to this show. I know. But you know what parents are like. They like to have control, don't they?
Radio 4 or something.
Yeah. No, it's worse than that.
Is it?
Yes, yeah. His dad was playing a CD. Now, Andy says, guess what it was? It's that song that you play on your show when we talk about, you know, sexy time. But Andy doesn't know what it's called. Right, I know exactly what track it is, Andy, and it's called Bump and Grind, and it's by R. Kelly. This is the one you're on about. So imagine it, right? Andy's 14, sat there in the car with his dad, driving off past all Andy's schoolmates with this blasting from the car. Dad singing along. You don't want to listen to that with your dad, do you? Or your mum? Ugh. And also, right, because you've got the CD, he would got the full version, which goes like this.
My mind's telling me no.
Yeah.
But my body's telling me yes.
No, Dad.
Baby, I don't want to hurt nobody.
It's like, imagine Dad singing along to this. My telling me no.
My body's telling me yes. It's like when you're at home.
Good day at school, son.
It's like when you're at home watching a film with your parents and a love scene comes on and there's that something really uncomfortable feeling in the living room. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
You don't want to watch Fanny Hill with your mum, do you?
No, I don't.
No.
With yours, maybe.
I'll tell you another one that's really... I missed that one, though, didn't I?
Yeah. In a world of your own.
Where he was. Grinding along to R. Kelly. Ew. There's another song as well that, do you remember when we used to play it, because it was a record of the week a while ago, every time we would play it, people would text in going, no, stop playing this, I'm now in the car with my parents, stop it. Remember this one?
The lovely Lola.
Lola.
It's the first thing on my mind when I wake.
Your mum's in the room.
It's the last thing on my mind.
See, this will be happening now to people in cars all over again, won't it?
I need it so bad.
Hello, if you're with your parents in the car at the moment.
It makes me feel like a woman, and it's so good. Let me make you feel. No strings attached.
Oh, God. Not with your mum in the car. I'm sorry if you are with your parents at the moment. There's just some songs you don't want to hear. Let's do a bit of role play.
She couldn't keep her hands off me, could she, when she came in?
She did like you a little bit.
Right, well, okay. If I remember that differently to how it actually happened.
Yeah, in your mind.
Let's do some role play.
Yeah.
What? Hang on. Now, before we do this, just tell me what role you want to play.
You're my dad.
I'm your dad.
You're
right,
my dad,
okay.
Okay. Hi, Dad.
You're right, so these brakes are still a bit wobbly, but are you all right?
Yeah, I'm good.
All right, are you...
Shall I get in the car?
Yes, get in the car, son. Come on, quick. What kind of car are this? I'm sorry, sir. I appear to have arrived in the 1930s car. with a very stiff door handle. Anyhow, do you like it?
I appear to have arrived in one of the first cars ever made.
It's nice, though, isn't it?
You should sell it, Dad. You get some good money for that.
I should, sir, shouldn't I? To keep paying your school fees.
Can I just open the door again?
Go on, do it, yeah.
Vintage.
There you go. Wow. Don't do it too often. It might fall off.
You look like you've got a new CD there.
I have. Even though it's a 1930s car, I've managed to put a CD player in it.
But can't we listen to Scott Mills on Radio 1?
Well, I'm not sure that's really, you know, that's really my cup of tea, to be honest.
Right.
Find him a bit self-indulgent.
Go on, let me.
Let do you me, really want to?
Let me. I'll open your car door again.
Is he a hero?
Yeah.
All right.
Still going to fall off.
Leave the car door alone, son, otherwise you'll fall out.
Yeah, I'd like to hear your new CD.
Okay. You want to hear my CD? I'll put it on for you.
Okay. No, Dad.
Wind the window down. It might take a while so all your school friends can hear.
I'm
do you
not, sorry, I'm going to have to get out of the car.
Yeah. Do you not like Another Level?
No, I really don't.
Really?
Right. Well, let's say, oh, can I get in the car again?
Yeah, come back in.
Okay, here.
No.
You're picking me up again now.
Oh, have I?
Yeah.
I'm just reversing, so, because we're meant to be going the other way.
Hello again, Dad.
Hiya, son.
So you got a new CD there?
Well, no, actually, you say that, but it's actually a CD changer.
Oh, is it?
Oh, it's in the boot. I've put six CDs in it.
Right, and what is it, like Katie Mellower?
Yeah,
Jamie Cullum.
Jamie Cullum.
Paul Potts.
Pol Pot?
No, not Pol Pot. Paul Potts. You know, off of Britain's Got Talent. He's a great album.
No, I've never heard of him. Yeah. Is that something that young people watch?
Yeah.
I've never heard of him.
James Blunt?
No, I can't stand him.
The very best of the Lighthouse Family.
That's him, yes. And right. The Eagles.
Okay, excellent.
But also this one. Would you like to hear this?
I'd love to, yeah.
Okay. My neck, my
back, lick my ass. No! My neck,
my back, lick. What's wrong with this? Oh, seriously, son. Every time your mother gets in the car with me, she always wants this one on. I don't know about you, but if you're feeling the...